Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway. That's the Drifters bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, our good friend, six-year member of our Brain Trust. Rick, thanks again for 6 great years as a member of our Brain Trust. We appreciate your abiding support, talking to us about many things, but especially help keeping us focused on leadership, all the different elements, the steps, different ways of thinking about leadership, leadership style. You've helped us with that. But now you want to talk about something you and I've never talked about before. My audience knows about storytelling. We've talked about storytelling from a standpoint of helping connect to customers. But you want to talk about storytelling as a way of improving your leadership style.
Yeah, of inspiring people. Yeah. Exactly right. Because part of inspirational leadership is connecting to people's values. It's not about, you know, the rational, logical approach or even the monetary approach. It really is connecting to their values and helping them understand how your proposal, your idea is aligned with their values or will help them realize their values. And the way in which you can inspire others is through stories. It's the vehicle for delivering that. There was a great article written by Peter Goober. You might even have heard his name. He's a movie producer.
I have.
And he wrote actually a really great HBR article called The Four Truths of the Storyteller, which really captures, you know, what it is, you know, how to structure it and what you're trying to do. And he talks about the four truths. But the storytelling, and I can say a little bit about that too, but the storytelling isn't necessarily when you're making a presentation or in front of the whole group. Storytelling is also one-on-one. And you think of it as like having a conversation with someone, but you're recounting sort of, you know, a personal event. But
well, you're talking about history and experience.
Yeah. And putting your, you know, things you encounter in your life, using that as the basis to make a point about, you know, what you want somebody to be doing overall.
And as storytelling has been effective for thousands of years, it is very important that people of our generation, Rick, tell the Gen Y stories.
Yeah.
And here's why. Stories are context.
Right.
Stories are not just information. They're more than information. Stories are context. And yeah, the Gen Y folks, they have information. They have content coming out of their ears. But they don't have enough context yet. They haven't lived long enough. They haven't been in the marketplace long enough to have enough context. And they need people older than them. They need to hear the stories. And even if they roll their eyes, Rick, we need to tell them anyway, because the stories are the context that helps to build structure under their content. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think, you know, the richer the context and content, I think the more impactful the story can be. I also think that, you know, stories are really about conveying important leadership lessons. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily have to relate it to age necessarily, because you can really talk about something that you experienced and how that relates to the leadership lesson that you're trying to convey about what's important and why it's important. And I think that's true at any lesson. So experience, I think, is helpful. And I also don't think the story should be sort of a pedantic, you know, I walked 10 miles to school in the snow kind of thing.
But in December of 2008, when we didn't know what was going to happen, I could tell my employees were getting jumpy. And I sat them down and I said, look, guys, my first recession was 1969. Here's what I've learned over the years in going through six of these before seven or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what I did in the last ones. And that's all I can tell you is I've been here, done this before. And to whatever degree that's worth it to you, this isn't my first, you know, sort of goat roping. It made them feel better that even though it was a little bit of, you know, in the snow uphill both ways, it was history. It was context.
Yeah, when I do work, I do some work with pharmaceutical companies, as an example, and when I have leaders sort of tell stories, you know, as part of the program that we do, when they're trying to inspire their teams, mm-hmm. you know, to both put in the extra effort to persevere through a change, they really talk a little bit about their experience seeing right. the impact of how the medication has helped the patient,
right.
and that experience is really the way you're trying to inspire your team to put that extra effort in.
Inspire your teams with stories, ladies and gentlemen. Do that, even if they roll their eyes at you. Rick, thanks for being here. Give us a quick website quickly, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
And the new book is called Closing the Execution Gap, wherever books are sold. Rick, great job today. I really enjoyed it. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Me too.
Rick Lepersinger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.